FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Msunduzi says it remains committed to flushing out crime within the municipality. The city says two officials have been implicated in a fraud and money laundering case involving a former employee. Andile Mkhize, who faces 50 charges, returned to the Pietermaritzburg Regional Court this week. He allegedly committed payroll fraud to the tune of more than 900,000 rand between 2018 and 2019. The municipality's Ntobe Mkhize says two others have been fingered in the probe.
One appeared in court and his case is still pending. The municipality welcomes the arrest as the municipality has adopted a zero-tolerance approach towards lawlessness.
The SA Reserve Bank says the introduction of a new insurance scheme will make banking safer. It yesterday launched the Corporation for Deposit Insurance, or CODI, which will cover customers' savings if their bank collapses. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Kganyago says the subsidiary would provide cover of up to 100,000 rand to each qualifying depositor per bank.
The Corporation for Deposit Insurance is an important milestone in making the financial system safer and one that serves all South Africans. This means that should a bank fail to meet its obligations, covered depositors are protected by having timeous access to their deposits.
Construction has begun on a pier meant to boost deliveries of desperately needed aid to Gaza via the Mediterranean. The U.S. military is hoping to have the floating pier and causeway up and running by next month. The coastal territory has been devastated by more than 6 months of Israeli bombardment and ground operations against Hamas. The Pentagon says aid packages will be screened and prepared for delivery in Cyprus. They'll then be loaded onto commercial vessels for transportation to a floating platform off the coast of Gaza. Smaller vessels will take the assistance to a pier anchored to the shore. And finally, it's all sails up for the Durban University of Technology. Students and staff who've been building a solar-powered boat will launch their project at the Durban Harbour today. The Siyahamba solar boat will set sail from Point Yacht Club. The DUT's Professor Ian Lazarus says the vessel was created under their training and resource centre called the Energy Technology Station.
This solar boat, it highlights a lot of innovation and alternative energy technologies. And it also showcases the certain features, especially the design of the boat, the slick design, which actually is built very aerodynamically and has various alternative energy technologies on board.
The solar boat is expected to compete internationally in the Monaco Energy Boat Challenge in Europe in July. Back home, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay today. Maritzburg, 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Hollywood Bets Dolphins set up CSA T20 final against the Lions with win over the Warriors. Man City up to second in the Premier League and winning return for the King, Rafa, at the Madrid Open.